Welcome to the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, March 19th, 2025, and we have a lineup of leadership and management headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Healthcare Triangle announces the appointment of Chief Operating Officer. Healthcare Triangle, Inc. announces the appointment of Ms. Sujatha Ramesh as its new Chief Operating Officer. With over 25 years of executive experience in technology and financial services, Sujatha specializes in strategic transformation, technology leadership, and operational efficiency. Prior to joining HCTI, she held senior roles at Fortune 500 organizations like Citigroup. Sujatha's appointment is seen as crucial for leading HCTI's growth and success. She holds an MBA from NYU Stern School of Business and a Master of Science in Information Systems and Applications. Healthcare Triangle Inc. is based in Pleasanton, California, offering breakthrough technology solutions for healthcare organizations to improve health outcomes through data utilization. For more information, visit healthcaretriangle.com. The NAVEX 2025 Whistleblowing Benchmark Report highlights significant differences between private and public companies. NAVEX, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management software, has released its 2025 Whistleblowing and Incident Management Benchmark Report. The report analyzes data from over 4,000 organizations, revealing that private companies receive a significantly higher level of internal reports than public companies. Private companies are also more likely to substantiate these matters and separate employment when necessary. Interestingly, private companies most often take no action on substantiated matters, while public companies are more inclined to impose disciplinary actions. Additionally, the report shows a record high substantiation rate of 46%, indicating the effectiveness of compliance programs. To learn more insights from the report, tune in to the webinar on March 20th, featuring industry experts discussing key risk and compliance strategies for this year and beyond. New research: only 25% of payroll programs are strategically advanced. New research from HR.com's HR Research Institute reveals that only 25% of payroll programs operate at higher strategic levels, with the majority of organizations failing to implement key strategies and automation necessary to streamline payroll operations. Companies with more advanced payroll functions are nearly 16 times more likely to have automated payroll to a high or very high degree, over 5 times more likely to keep pace with economic trends, and more than 4 times more likely to enhance the employee payroll experience. However, challenges such as lack of technology integration, cost of payroll technology systems, and inconsistent or minimal automation still hinder payroll processes. HR professionals are urged to shift towards more strategic payroll management to drive better efficiency, reduce costs, and enhance the employee experience. The full research report, HR.com's Future of Payroll 2025, is available for free download, and the webcast presentation, Payroll 2.0, Transforming Strategy for the Modern Workforce, is available on demand. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Leadership and Management Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.